Faster than a speeding 757. More powerful than a thermite explosion. Able to down tall buildings in a single blast. It's Super Scam.
All right, guys. It's
February? When did I get February?
It's May 7th. Although here in New England, it could be February tomorrow. May 7th of 2007. Nice spring afternoon. Or morning, depending where you're listening. It's afternoon here now in the Boston area. And we got an interesting show lined up for you today, and we'll be going over some more news items. I've been really running behind lately, trying to catch up with the news here. There's been so many guests and calls. Actually, this week it's going to be the same. I've got a guest lined up every day for you this week, as I mentioned on Friday. Today, just coming on for a half hour. The guy's got a pretty busy schedule. I could only squeak a half an hour out of him, but although who knows, maybe he might be able to stay on a little bit longer if I don't scare him away. We're going to have Steve Wozniak on, otherwise known as the Woz, the Bill Gates of Apple Computer. This guy's the one who founded the Apple Computer Corporation, along with a whole lot of other things, actually, for that matter. He's quite the entrepreneur. And as you might imagine, he's not living in the poorhouse. So I think I'm going to hit him up for maybe a $10 million loan live on air. I'm going to nail him. Right on, put him on the spot in front of our radio audience with a sincere promise to pay him back, you know, maybe sometime in the next 60 years or so. So we'll see how that goes over. No, but seriously, we're going to be talking to him about his radical, fanatical, and downright mentally insane political views. Turns out he, like so many other crazy, insane people in this country today, is not very much of a big Bush fan, as it turns out. So we're going to talk to him about his paranoid delusions, and perhaps we might delve into his really psychotic conspiracy theories regarding 9/11. I understand he's quite skeptical. I can't imagine why anybody would ever question something like this, especially with this current administration we have that is very compassionate and conservative, not to mention Christian. So I don't know why anyone would want to question that. But nevertheless, he has come out and made it known that he questions what happened that day for some strange reason. So we'll be asking him about that. Hopefully we'll be able to have time to delve into these matters. The Iraq War as well, very skeptical about that, which, again, I can't understand why, because if it's such a worthy cause, just ask the boys at Halliburton. They're doing quite well, thank you very much. Not to mention the Rockefeller boys, the owners of ExxonMobil. They're very pleased with this war. So, you know, we'll be talking about that, his unfounded skepticism about that. Anyway, let's get a few other preliminaries out of the way before we run into our next break. Once again, we're still running the blood drive here at RBN. We're going to suck your blood. No, folks, we're asking you to give generous contributions here so we can keep these awesome, fantastic, great shows on the air. And there's many ways you can do that. You can call in the 800 number, 800-724-2719. Again, 800-724-2719. And give your pledge of, you know, $10, $20, $30 million, or whatever you can afford. If you can afford a couple billion, that's fine too. That goes for you too, Steve Wozniak, if you're listening. Call in with your generous tax-deductible pledge. Well, I don't know if it's tax deductible, but anyway, call in with your pledge to help these great shows. Or you can write in, send your check in to RBN Office. That's at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
All right, well, welcome back to True Threats Radio with your host, Charlie Giuliani. A couple more preliminary announcements here before I go into some of the news items over the past week or two, some of the highlights. Once again, we're offering the Freedom to Fascism DVD here on RBN, Aaron Russo's excellent documentary for $19.95 plus $4.95 for shipping and handling. And you can get that by going either to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Also, a reminder, I'm offering my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11 on CD. You can get the two of them for $10, including shipping. Or you can order the printed copy, a little bit more expensive, at least right now anyway, until I can find a cheaper printer. Those are $30 a piece, again, including shipping. You can get those by writing to me, Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Or you can just send me an email. In fact, if you have any suggestions, things you'd like to hear about on the show, or maybe some guests you'd like to recommend. If you have some contact information, that would especially be appreciated. You can send that info or requests to Truth Hurts Radio, Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z, Truth Hurts Radio at AOL.com, the official website here for Truth Hurts. Questions, comments, suggestions, gripes, whatever. Send them into Truth Hurts Radio at AOL.com. And as always, if you want to call in live and make a fool of yourself on the air, like I do every day, you can call in at 800-313-9443, especially later if you have any questions, although since he's only going to be on for half an hour, I probably won't have too much time to take too many callers, maybe one or two while he's on. But that number is 800-313-9443, and of course you can call in before or after that time as well. All right, let's go over some news items. Got a lot to catch up on. I'm sure I won't have enough time to cover everything today. Tomorrow, I'll have a free hour. I can do some more news coverage. That's pretty much going to be it though for the rest of the week. The rest of our guests, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, are going to be going for the full 2 hours each. So, won't have really any time for news coverage then. We've got who do we got? Tex Mars, I think, for tomorrow. What did I do with my schedule here? Let's see. Yeah, Tex Mars for tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we're going to have Jim Mars. For Thursday, we're going to have Eric John Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins. And then Friday, Jim Fetzer, going to be talking about JFK. Fetzer, of course, is an expert on 9/11, but we've been having enough 9/11 guests on here, so we want to kind of add a little variety here to the mix. And, of course, ever since this E. Howard Hunt thing has come out with his son releasing his E. Howard's deathbed confession, that's put the Kennedy assassination thing back in the spotlight. So we're going to be talking about that. JFK, of course, or I should say Fetzer, of course, is an expert on the JFK assassination as well as 9/11. He was exposing that a long time ago, beginning in the early 90s. He's come out with actually about 4 books on the subject. So he's probably one of the nation's most renowned authorities still living on that subject. I wish Jim Garrison was still alive. I'd sure love to have that guy on. Unfortunately, he died back in, I think, 93, had cancer. But he would have made a great guest. Anyway, going on to the headlines. This is interesting. I found this last night. In fact, I think this was posted on whatreallyhappened.com. It's actually an old article. It came out about a year and a half ago. By the way, speaking of whatreallyhappened.com, Mike Rivero is going to be on with us next week. I got him lined up for Monday's show of next week for the full 2 hours. So that should be pretty interesting. Mike's a great guy. He's really on target with a lot of things, except for what hit the Pentagon. I won't raise that issue with him on. we won't go there. It's the only thing I disagree with him on. Everything else, though, this guy is on the ball, and he's got a great site. I get a lot of my news from whatreallyhappened.com, as a matter of fact. Anyway, this headline was posted on there last night. The Telegraph reported on December 9th, 2005, an article called Jews and Freemasons Controlled War on Iraq, says number 10 advisor. The article opened up with these two paragraphs here. Tony Blair decided to wage war on Iraq after coming under the influence of LSD. Doesn't say that. After coming under the influence of a sinister group of Jews and Freemasons, a Muslim barrister who advises the prime minister has claimed. Pretty interesting. I missed that one back in 2005. Under the influence of Jews and Freemasons. Well, you know, interestingly enough, and I'd replace that word Jews here with Zionists. Oh, here we go. Now I'm going to get a call from our buddy Rita again. But, you know, if they would replace that word Jews here with Zionists, I would agree with this Muslim barrister. Because, interestingly enough, if you go to Encyclopedia Judaica, which is a Zionist publication, they actually boast in there that Freemasonry and Zionism are brother fraternities, if you will, or philosophies. And on the other side of the coin, if you go to Masonic sources like, I think it was Manly P. Hall, I think it was Manly P. Hall. And anyway, also, I think Albert Pike had also made reference to this as well, that the Kabbalah, which, of course, is the embodiment of Zionist teachings, both of these Masonic authors credited the Kabbalah as being the source of Masonic teaching and philosophy. So here you have Freemasonry referring to Zionism as, you know, being the source of their philosophy. And then you have Zionist publications, the Encyclopedia Judaica, calling Freemasonry a brother fraternity group and ideology, both of them giving praise to the other. So there is definitely a connection between Zionism and Freemasonry, believe it or not. And so with that in mind, again, this article is very interesting that, you know, it says Jews, i.e. Zionists, and Freemasonry were instrumental in pushing Blair into this into the Iraq conflict. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that to your attention. That was kind of interesting. Saturday, another article came out. Well, actually, this was reported all over the country, but I first found out about it on the internet, about this bizarre tornado that ripped through a section of Kansas, killing, I guess, 7 people. What was so unusual about this this tornado? Did I say hurricane tornado? What was so unusual about this tornado is it was sandwiched between 2 smaller ones, and collectively they formed this wall, if you will, about a mile wide that, you know, just literally wiped out this whole town in Kansas. This is very unusual, folks. Very, very strange. Once again, we're seeing bizarre weather patterns, just unprecedented, very freakish things like this. 3 storms together forming this wall, again, a mile wide. I mean, how can you run out of the path of that sucker? A mile wide coming at you. You see that thing, you're a goner. I mean, your chances of survival are pretty nil. And if you've seen pictures of the town that was wiped out by this thing, you can understand. I mean, it's, you know, you have a hurricane coming your way. As long as you're not on the coast, you know, your chances of survival are pretty high, especially if you're in a basement or something of a house. But you get the path of a tornado and you're a goner. That's it. The winds are so incredibly powerful. They're just going to tear you and everything else to shreds. You know, your house isn't going to survive a strike from a tornado, whereas generally you will survive. You know, your house will survive a hurricane. Might get a few broken windows. Unless there's a tree or something nearby that it knocks over, your house is going to be relatively intact. And unless you don't have a bunch of loose debris in your yard that it can pick up and throw around. But a tornado, forget it. And so, you know, here was this thing, again, a mile wide. Just very strange. Makes you wonder what's really going on. Here's another headline. Hillary says U.S. might have to confront Iran. Well. As you can see, in the next selection, regardless who gets in there, if it is, in fact, one of the main runner-up candidates, and that's always been the case for decades on end now, hasn't it been? So whether it's Hillary or Obama or Giuliani et al., you know, they're all favoring the war agenda. They're all talking about the need to go into Iran, and obviously there isn't going to be much of a change with Iraq. And again, all of them are major fans of the boys at IPAC. They've already pledged allegiance to IPAC, which is why they're getting so much media attention. People like Ron Paul, on the other hand, who have not pledged allegiance to IPAC, who was not interested in continuing with the war meat grinder, and in fact wants to get us out of Iraq, isn't getting much media attention at all now, is he? They tried to ban him from the upcoming South Carolina debates, but thank heavens, due to truth seekers, that didn't work out quite so well as we saw last week. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Waste my time.
All right, guys, you're back with Truth Hurts. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. No relation to Rudolph. Unfortunate for him. Otherwise, he probably would have a conscience. Anyway, I got to make a correction during a break. The guy in the studio there was telling me that the tornado in Kansas the other day was actually 1.7 miles wide. Not 1 mile, almost 2 miles wide. Yikes. And apparently, that's not quite so uncommon as I thought. Up here in New England, we're pretty ignorant about tornadoes. We never get them. In fact, the last tornado we had up here was in Worcester, about 40-minute ride from me. And I think there was a 1967 or something like that. It was pretty devastating. It literally tore dozens of buildings right in half. But that was it. That's the last one we had anywhere in this area. So, you know, we're looking at 30 years ago. We almost never have tornadoes out here. So, you know, I'm not too familiar with them. I'm glad for that because they are far more devastating than hurricanes. you know, winds of 300 miles an hour. That's unheard of. You know, the hurricanes, you can get them like 120 up here. We've had them. But that's nothing compared to 300 miles an hour. But anyway, so I guess it's not too unusual, that storm. So we won't pin that one on Harp. However, though, I don't know, it was like a month and a half ago. I'd have to look it up now. I saved the article. But there were 65 tornadoes in one day. Oh, yeah, it was about a month and a half ago. I don't know. It spanned like five states, Texas, Oklahoma. I think Colorado was another state that had them. 65 in one day. Now, that's pretty unusual. So, I don't know. Anybody have Harp's phone number? We can call them and ask them if they know anything about that. Anyway, the Raw Story. Here's another interesting article. On Friday, came out with an article called State Looks to Pull Anti-Bush License Plate. This was in South Dakota. South Dakota officials are trying to revoke this person's license plate that reads M, the letter M, and then Peach, W. Obviously, impeach W, impeach George W. That's all it says, M, Peach, W. The state's trying to revoke it because it's, of course, politically incorrect. Again, this is just so ridiculous. You know, you're hearing about there was pressure to get rid of Rosie O'Donnell. They got rid of, IMUS. Freedom of speech, guys, is being suppressed left and right, up and down, back and front. Let's recognize it for what it is. You know, it's nothing to do with, oh, he made a politically incorrect statement. I mean, yeah, it's probably wasn't a very smart thing of him to do. But they had already put him on, you know, paid leave. That was punishment enough. It was embarrassing. You know, he came forward, he apologized. But no, that wasn't enough. And a couple of days later, they decided, nope, we're going to fire him. Understand, this has nothing to do with anything else except suppressing freedom of speech. You know, they're disguising it, but that's exactly what it is. They're sending a message, shut your mouth, go along with the program, speak politically correct, do kissy-kissy with George, and then you're fine. But if you don't play kissy-kissy, then you're out on the street. It's just unbelievable. You know, this kind of propaganda is actually worse than what you had in the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Because this is, you know, that was obvious. That was blatant. Everybody knew that you didn't have freedom of speech. Everybody knew they lived in a fascist or communist dictatorship. Precious little difference. But here, in this land of the free and home of the slave, free and home of the brave, they're telling you have freedom of speech, but then they're pulling this garbage and trying to shut you down, and are shutting you down. To me, that you know, it's more subtle and that's more dangerous. It's more deadly, the suppression of freedom of speech that's going on here. Anyway, another article I found on Friday on E Pluribus Media. The name of the article was Colorado Elections IT Manager is selling voting data or voter data to GOP candidates. Isn't it interesting? All this stuff always seems to happen with the GOP. There was an article back in, I think it was November, in the Des Moines Register. It was called Never Again. And it was about how they're not going to allow, at least not in Des Moines anyway, the touchscreen machines to be used again. In fact, I think they said across all of the state of Iowa, they're not going to allow the touchscreen machines to be used anymore. They said that rigging of elections by Diebold has been conducted all over the country in local, state, and, of course, federal elections. And always, the errors, if you will, are always skewed in favor of the Republican Party. So, no surprise we see articles like this. Stick with us, folks. Be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we're back. Got a little less than 20 minutes to go, guys, before we have the Waz on the show. Looking forward to that. Should be pretty interesting. Hear what he has to say. Anyway, somebody called in just before the last break. He didn't want to talk on the air. Wasn't able to talk on the air, I guess, but he did want to make an interesting point. I guess we can forget the whole idea of that tornado in Kansas having been orchestrated by the boys up in Harp. I guess that was just some freak of nature, because he called in to inform us that it wiped out a local Masonic lodge there in town, so I don't think they would have steered that thing toward a lodge. So I guess that was some natural, maybe God wanted to wipe out the Masonic lodge there, I don't know. Anyway, this article was in Business Week. It asked the question, do you want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge? Interesting article talking about privatization, how bridges, highways, everything is being privatized out. So now you're paying, well, as if you weren't before, but more so than ever now, you're paying twice for everything. But this time you're paying one time to the government and now to big corporations that are given these deals, these privatization deals. First you pay for it to the government through your taxes to build these bridges and highways. Now you're going to be paying a second time to the corporations that manage them. As you pay tolls to go over bridges or tolls to ride on the highways. Oh, I tell you, only in America, huh, guys? Everything's being privatized out. Well, heck, they already privatized out your national parks to the UN, so, you know, why not bridges and highways? Hey, well, just sell everything. They wanted to privatize your Social Security.
Some people treat Social Security like it's some kind of federal program.
Maybe he thought when he said that it already was privatized to big business. I don't know. Some kind of federal program. Whatever. But this is what's happening in this country. Most of your prisons are now privatized. You know, you can invest in the prison industry. You can actually go on Wall Street and invest in the prison industry. Very profitable business, too. And the way they keep the profits high is to ensure that the prisons are kept to 95% filled capacity. So in order to do that, you've got to create criminals when there are none. So you do that through the entrapment laws. You know, you send a woman police officer dressed as a hooker. She goes into a bar room and petitions guys to employ her services. And, you know, after a few drinks, most guys are not going to be able to resist the temptation. And as soon as they yield, they walk out of the bar. There's two armed police officers behind some bushes, leaping out, grabbing the guy and arresting him. Yeah, now we can bring up the stocks of the institution that runs the prisons. And then, not to mention, once they're in prison, those same institutions that the prison has been privatized out to employ the prisoners for, what, 50 cents, a dollar an hour? What a business. That ought to explain to you why America, United States, having only 5% of the world's population, actually has 25% of all the world's prisoners. Isn't that strange? Yep, quite the profitable business, folks. And, of course, the people they arrest are people that otherwise would not be in jail except that they were set up through these entrapment scams. So that's the American way today. You arrest people that are minding their business or set them up so that you can arrest them. And the real criminals, like those in the Oval Office who steal two elections, they go scot-free. The American way. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, yes, yes. Quite a nice mess they've made of our country, isn't it? Founding fathers are rolling in their graves. Then we had in the Washington Post, and I'm not being a pessimist, I'm being a realist. That's just the reality of the nation that we're living in today, or the government that runs the nation that we're living in today. Still a great nation, love this country, just can't stand the fascist pig regime that has stolen the White House. Washington Post reported on Friday, Bush wants phone firms immune to privacy suits. Jeez. So, you know, if you should find out that Verizon is spying on you and giving over your records of your phone calls or your internet surfings to the NSA, you're not going to be able to sue them now. Just like the FDA is trying to push legislation through to prevent you from suing pharmaceutical companies if your kid develops autism due to thimerosal. Isn't that nice of your wonderful government to do these things on behalf of big corporations? Hey, well, that's just how a fascist country works. And if you don't like it, move to China. You might actually have more freedoms in China today than you do here. All right, let's see what else we got here. Hoping to get through most, if not all, of these items. Trying to catch up from past several days here. On April 16th, 2007, a major Italian network, Canale 5, Channel 5, had aired some conclusive evidence that Building 7 did not collapse on its own, but was instead deliberately taken down with the use of explosives. So there we go. I understand that this same documentary is now being translated into English and is going to be airing on Fox News tomorrow night. Bill O'Reilly is going to be the host, so you won't want to miss that, talking about how Building 7 was taken down with explosives and how the government's been lying to us. Sure. And I'm going to sell you a bridge, too. Government's going to privatize some bridges to me. I'm going to sell to you. Anyway, Rasmussen Report. Not too familiar with that website, but I came across this article on Saturday. 22% believe Bush knew about 9/11 attacks in advance. This was, of course, in reference to the John Cochran statement. You know, that's got a lot of fanfare in the past few days since the video emerged But the truth is, you know, when I saw that, I'm like, what are they getting so excited about? I knew about that a long time ago. But I guess the actual footage got lost. I had the transcripts of it. But anyway, somebody recently came forward with this live footage from that day. John Cochran was reporting later in the afternoon on 9/11. Actually, I think it was still in the morning. It was before noontime. And he said that the president had just come out of his hotel room, and there was a brief press conference, and somebody asked him, you know, did you hear what happened in New York this morning? And he says, yes, and I'll have something to say about that later. So this clearly indicates that Bush knew before he even got into the limo to go to the school that morning, the Sarasota school, that the first tower had been hit. But, you know, we don't just have to rely on that report. We know from a White House aide who was in the limo that morning that on the way to the school they were talking about it. She said it was coming over the radio. And they were discussing, you know, the implications of this, what they think it might be, blah, blah, blah. So we have two sources confirming that Bush knew. Don't forget, Bush told that Jordan kid there live on CNN early December. This was broadcast. It was some town hall meeting down in Florida. I think it was Ocala or Orlando. You know, he was asked, Mr. President, could you recount the events as they unfolded that morning? And he says, oh, yeah, you're not going to believe how I felt that morning, George, Jordan, his name was. You're not going to believe how I felt. There I was in the school, and obviously the TV was on. I was watching, and I saw the first plane hit the first tower. Well, you know, he was lying on a number of counts there. First of all, he couldn't have seen the first plane hit the first tower because there was no video footage available until the next day. The Nordea Brothers footage wasn't released for being aired on TV until the next day. So he didn't see the first plane hit the first tower. He was also lying because he wasn't at the school when he found out about the first plane strike. He found out, of course, again, before he got in the limo. And don't forget, later that night, he said, upon hearing about the first plane hitting the first tower, I responded immediately and put our nation's military on alert. Sure you did, George. You didn't even respond immediately after the second tower was hit. Oh, that whole thing is such a fiasco. Lie after lie after endless flippin' lie. And, of course, the neocons will say, when you ask, you know, why did the Secret Service, you can fathom Bush sitting there reading that upside-down copy of My Goat for 6 minutes. You can fathom that. But why didn't the Secret Service do something? Again, we can understand why Bush didn't get on the phone immediately and call the Pentagon, blah, blah, blah. But why didn't the Secret Service whisk him out of there immediately, knowing that his life and indeed the lives of everyone in that school were in danger every moment that he was in that building? The trip to that school was announced days in advance. If these were real outside terrorist attacks, you better believe they would have marched him right out of there. Why didn't they? Say the neocons. Well, they didn't want to alarm the students. Yes, they were so concerned about alarming the students that they let the president stay in there, risking that all the students might die. We don't want to scare you, boys and girls, so we're going to let the president stay here and risk you being killed in another terrorist attack targeting this school. Give me a break. Would you really care about alarming students as long as you could save their lives? This is ridiculous. But the truth is, if they were so alarmed, so concerned about alarming the students, all they had to do was say, oh, sorry, kids, the president has a very busy schedule. Something just came up. He has to go. Thank you. Bye. And then get him out of there. Did they do that? No. He sat there dilly-dallying, staring at the ceiling, the floor, the walls, his watch. And then, you know, that went on for 6 minutes. Then he proceeded to have a press conference. And he's joking. Talking to the students. Oh, I bet you guys don't watch much TV. I bet you read a lot, don't you? Oh, you're going to be great students in college one day. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he's got his little photo op going on there. No hurry whatsoever to address the matter at hand. And understand in a crisis situation like that, every second that goes by could cost the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, more people. As no action is taken, preventative action for other attacks to occur. This is after the second tower was hit. Nothing's being done. And then, of course, Gluteus Maximus can be seen later climbing the stairs into Air Force One. There's no guards around him to protect him, walking alone up the stairs. And then Air Force One takes off without a military escort. In fact, flew around for the next hour before a military escort meets up with it. And they told us, there was a threat that Air Force One, we received a credible threat that it might be a target. Well, if that were the case, why did it take an hour to get a military escort? It's just unbelievable. This is Twilight Zone, folks. Do understand, not only did Bush know that the first plane was hit before he left his hotel room, that the first plane had hit the tower, I should say, but he must have known that that plane, Flight 11, was hijacked before it even hit the tower. Of course he knew. Understand that a hijacking is a national emergency crisis situation. The first thing you're going to do in a circumstance like that is notify the president. So he knew that thing was hijacked once again before it ever hit the tower. And understanding that he was warned a month before that, over a month before that, in the August 6th intelligence briefing, the daily presidential briefing, he knew that bin Laden was planning to attack the United States, and that one of the scenarios that was being considered was to hijack airplanes and use them as bombs. You're going to tell me that Gluteus Maximus didn't see this as a fulfillment of that warning he was given and didn't know that action needed to be taken right away? Come on, folks. They knew this was not something to take action about because they had planned it all out. And when Mr. Card whispered in Bush's ear, "The nation's under attack," let me tell you, that's not what he told him. He probably said something like this. "Son of a gun, George, you're right. You won that bet. I didn't think we were going to be able to pull it off. I owe you that $100. I'll pay you later. Everything's going fine." And you see that little grin on Bush's face. "Oh, my stock portfolio is going to look great. I think I'm going to fly up to Nebraska later this afternoon and party with my billionaire buddies club. Mr. Warren Buffett," because that's where he went. He spent the whole rest of the day. We got up there about, what, noon, 1 o'clock or so. Spent the rest of the day there partying, probably planning their stock options for the coming years. And then he flies back to Washington 7 o'clock that night to finally assume his position of command as commander-in-chief. And then, of course, he tells the nation, "I responded immediately after hearing about the first plane at the first tower." Yeah, right, George. Sure you did. Oh, this thing, I tell you, no matter how you look at it, folks, it's like Snickers. It comes up peanuts no matter where you slice it. Just, what a scam. What a rotten, stenching fraud. Anyway, once again, within just a few minutes here, we're going to be taking a break. During the break, we're going to be calling the WAS. If anybody has any questions or comments for them, hopefully we'll have time to take at least one or two calls. Get ready to do that. That number is 1-800, or actually, it's 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Looks like we get another couple minutes here, so I'll go over one more news item at least. Raw Story reports on Friday, U.S. job market under strain. Imagine my surprise when I read that. I mean, Fox News has been telling me the economy's doing great. And then, you know, when I talk with my buddies over at Halliburton, they confirmed that for me. And, you know, ExxonMobil has the highest profit margins of any company right now on the planet. So I've been assuming it must be true. But now I see articles like this. The U.S. job market is doing really bad. I just can't understand it. I wonder how the U.S. job market fares in comparison to India's job market, or China's for that matter.
Ah, yes. We in China like Bush very much. He's doing much for our economy. Over 2 million jobs have come here and over to India in just the past few years. George, a good man. Great communist, too.
Our job market's doing great, according to Fox. But, we've lost how many millions of jobs? Anybody have updated statistics on that? I know as of a couple years ago, we lost 2 million. Well, you know, I guess maybe that's the same today. It's not so much we're losing jobs now. It's just that the few jobs we have remaining left have the wages being driven down by the mass influx of illegal immigrants. So I guess I don't need to send them overseas anymore when our wages are being driven down so low. That's how you reward your corporate fascist backers on Wall Street that help finance your two rigged elections, your two phony campaigns. You reward them with dumbed-down wages and relocating jobs overseas where you can pay low wages and not have to comply with costly regulations. Of course, are there even any regulations left in this country anymore with all the deregulation Bush has been engaged in? I don't even think we have regulations anymore, do we? So does that mean we can burn leaves in our backyard? We don't need to get a permit anymore? There's no regulations. The corporations don't have any, so why should we? Why should we bother? Wait, when you change your oil next time on your car, just dump it on the street or throw it on your neighbor's front lawn. I guess oil isn't harmful to the environment anymore. Hey, if you can take in mercury, getting your kids injected, you know, with the thimerosal, if that's not harmful, then, you know, you can just throw out your thermometers from now on out in the street, you know, just dump that mercury out. I guess mercury isn't harmful anymore. A government study has shown, far from thimerosal being harmful to your kids, it's actually beneficial to their development. So, you know, save that mercury from your old thermometers and put it in your cupcake mix or something. Guys, we'll be right back with The Waz.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani, and we now have who likes to be called the Woz, live with us here. Welcome, Mr. Woz.
Hi. Actually, I'm accidentally called the Woz. It's like a nickname that every Wozniak picks up eventually.
All right. A Woz it is. Hey, it's great to have you on. Appreciate you taking out the time out of your busy schedule to come on here.
Oh, yeah. Happy to talk to you about anything.
Yeah, and anything we will talk about. Well, first of all, I'm sure just about every interview you have done with you is always about computers, so we'll do something a little here different today. We'll talk more about politics. But
there's lots of things in life.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I am curious, though. I just got informed during the break that the first Apple was actually a wooden frame-based computer. Is that right?
Well, it was actually a plain old board with a couple of wires laying on a table. And then a friend who was actually in high school got his father or his brother or someone to build a wooden case. Looked like a typewriter.
No kidding. Wow. I remember my brother's first computer, I think it was back in like 80 or 81. It was an Apple. And I think it had a total of 17K memory.
I think by then it had more than that. But
it wasn't much more than that. But, I mean, you know, basically what a digital watch does today, it's incredible how far we've gone.
Well,
but even back then,
we'd go out to a little show, and every little company would be no company, no official titles, just a couple of kids, and they're kind of put out a brochure, and we'll sell you this bag of parts. We'll sell you this little kit. And they're all building little dinky machines like us, and most of them were in wood, or they hand-fabricated metal cases, you know. It was just like onesie-twosie type things, but it was such a fun time just to see that there were other people like us.
Yeah, it's amazing how far the technology has gone. I mean, I just was looking at my son's cell phone the other day. I didn't even know he can watch videos on that thing. He can go on the internet.
I know. I get a cell phone. I try it out and find out I can watch videos, and I say, whoa, I thought it was a little harder.
You know, it makes you wonder, where are we going to go in another 10 or 20 years when you look how far we've gone in just the past 10 or 20? It's incredible.
It's a problem I have because I try to think, you know, boy, what kind of product would you, Steve Wozniak, want to work on? What is a new inventive product that would take the world to a new place and other people wouldn't be thinking of? And it's so hard to come up with any ideas at all. It's kind of like everything you think of, you do a little research on the internet, a bunch of people are already doing it.
Right. I know. It's incredible, the pace at which things are going. You know,
yeah, and every device has about 10 devices in it, all the standard ones. You know, it's your music player, your video player, your photograph storage, your GPS, your navigation system, all that.
It seems that's all that we're limited by anymore is just imagination, you know. If you can think of something, you can pretty much do it now. It's incredible. There's no limits.
Well, that's good to encourage people. You know, that you don't have limits in life. If you can think of something, you can find a way, if you're smart at combining the elements together that get you to that end goal. If you can see the goal, you can reach it.
Yeah.
And that's true a lot of times in electronics or technology. We know it's possible to do something, but it's so hard to get there. Let's try something else first.
Right on. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break. Stick with us, folks, and we'll be right back with the Woz.
With recent internet